This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast.
Triple M.
Everything Limestone Coast.
Hey there, it's Wade Stevens with your Limestone Coast news briefing. A Mount Gambier man's been charged after allegedly crashing a stolen car into a fence in Adelaide. The 31-year-old and a 28-year-old woman crashed into a residential fence at Hawthorne on Sunday morning, then attempted to flee the scene. The pair were found minutes later by a police dog behind the Mitcham Library. Tourism and hospitality businesses can apply for up to a $5,000 cash support in the wake of COVID-19 from Grant District Council. CEO Daryl Wicker says plenty are eligible.
Pubs, cafes, bars, restaurants, tourism operators, accommodation providers, recreation services, transport services with a tourism flavour. You need to be registered on the Australian Tourism Data Warehouse and you need to be a legitimate business with an ABN and any approvals in place.
And a special medallion's been awarded to Mount Gambier woman Mary Duggan commemorating her service during World War II. Mrs. Duggan served between 1942 and 45 and is now the oldest surviving female Women's Auxiliary Air Force member in South Australia. In local sports results, South Gambier has taken out the under-18 division of the Western Border Footy League, taking down Millicent by a goal in Saturday's grand final. South Gambier's Oscar Adams named best on, his side claiming victory 5-6, 36 to 4-6, 30. South Gambier Red beat Millicent by 2 in the under-16s and North Gambier were runaway winners over South in the under-14s. To the community switch now, author Leonie Kelsall will launch her debut novel at the Mount Gambier Library on Wednesday night. The book, The Farm at Peppertree Crossing, is a rural romance. It sold out in just 2 weeks on its release, the author using her country upbringing as inspiration for the story.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M and always online at triplem.com.au.